This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, cat lovers. Welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Today, it's all about plasma. And now we're not going to really talk about blood. We're going to talk about a supplement that is powered by plasma that is amazingly wonderful for your cat. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Michelle Fern here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, T-E-N.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Tim Mitchum. He is an expert on plasma, and he has just worked with WinPro Pets to develop a wonderful supplement for cats. And I know what you're thinking. We're not a product show, but this is something so unique and so amazing for your cats. You're going to want to listen. So I'd like to welcome Tim. Thanks so much for coming on Catitude.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here. I appreciate the time and the opportunity, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. So when I mention plasma, people think about blood. So what is the supplement plasma? Is it blood that you're doing something with? It's more than that, right? Or not quite that.
Yeah. So plasma is what we, in the simplest version, like the good parts of blood. It's contained inside of the blood. So, you know, what we do, or the way plasma is used in, you know, pet health today, is that they take it down to the smallest, most biological level that they can, and you come out with a sprayed, dried plasma. So there's actually no liquid of any kind associated with it when it gets to the final result of spray dried plasma, which is the type of plasma that is used in pet health products today. And in fact, it's been used for the last 40 years across all different kinds of species. So it's not really new. It's very old science. It's just kind of now making its way into the canine world and now really the cat world for the first time.
Can you explain in more detail what exactly it is? Because it's part of the blood, right?
Yes. Plasma is made up of, let's say, plasma. There's albumin, IgG, IgA, serum. These are all really crucial components inside of blood. If you want to think of it like, you know, one ingredient may be a superhero in some form. Well, plasma is basically like having a team of superheroes, all with different functions that they can operate inside the system that just create massive benefit. The main thing that plasma does and has been proven to do is it's really nature's, it's the natural enemy of inflammation. And so the way plasma works at the high level is that it reduces excessive inflammation so that the dog can return to the dog or the cat or whatever the pet is, can return to normal and heal itself. So that's plasma's really big promise, is that it takes away the roadblocks, i.e. inflammation, that allows your cat to return to normal, which then if they're normal, their system can pretty much handle anything that comes their way naturally, because normal is perfect, right? I mean, normal is absolutely perfect in the design of anatomy, whether it's, you know, human or cat or any other type of animal.
I know you're not a veterinarian, but you know about plasma. So why is it so important to control inflammation?
Yeah. So to me, this is what's so amazing about pet health. So let's just take cats, for example. they are, especially in today's day and age, you know, back in the beginning, there was way less stressors and toxins and chemicals. And they were outside, you know, let's say hunting, you know, the animals, like it was just this natural environment. Well, we've boxed everybody in inside and into these worlds that have a lot of stress on them. And stress, whether that's in the form of chemicals or toxins, that creates inflammation. Now, inflammation isn't necessarily a bad thing, right? It's a signal to the body to go and solve problems. But the challenge that we have in today's day and age is that the body has so much stress on it through chemicals and toxins that it can't keep up. When it can't keep up with the inflammation and healing itself, then it allows chronic type of problems to enter in. So what plasma does is it keeps that inflammation reduced to a level that the body and system can heal itself. It's really a super simple process that has really amazing results. And usually the most profound things come from simple solutions, if you think about it. And plasma is one of those things.
It sounds like a miracle drug.
But it's not. It works just as nature intended, right?
And that's it's even better. Yeah, right.
So we kind of like to call it nature's answer. And it really is. It's a gift from nature to us. And it's just taken, you know, it's taken a really long time to get to the kind of the companion animal world, whether that's with dogs or cats. And we're really excited to have plasma available in products for cats, because cats, especially like with dental bacteria, inflammation in the mouth, overall health, you know, because that attaches to the gut, plasma can do some amazing things to really help in those areas.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that a little bit later, but I have another question for you.
Yeah.
What are some of the symptoms besides inflammation that plasma could treat? Because I know that when we talked last on my other show, you know, it was for allergy, joint health, that there's a lot of different types of symptoms besides just inflammation.
Yeah, so it's really kind of a, you know, miracle ingredient in the fact that it goes where it's needed, right? It's because, say, take all of those issues, whether it's allergies, gut health, you know, joints, skin issues, those are all to some extent an inflammation issue. So the beauty of plasma is that it is pretty problem agnostic. Its goal is to get out of the way that inflammation so the body can heal itself. And that really, we see it mostly in challenges around those high level issues, whether that's allergy or hip and joint or, you know, dental health, calming type of products, you know, skin issues. But in reality, reducing the inflammation, keeping the body and the system normal will solve a variety of challenges that maybe you didn't even know were on the way or possibly happening. Like, we just are really used to treating the ones that are very visual and kind of acute, but plasma, keeping the system normal, really solves a lot of issues.
Let's talk about one of the issues that I, over the years doing this show, have heard about. And it's not, you know, cats are stoic creatures, so it's hard to tell when there's a problem.
Right.
You know, because they are always jumping around, have, you know, joint issues. And you're not likely to know about it. Let me give you an example from the human standpoint. Okay.
Okay.
In my younger days, no knee issues. As you get older, and I work out 6 days a week, so you have knee issues. That's inflammation. Same as cats. They don't really have knees, but they the same kind of joint issues, right? When you're overworking it. So I use something external that helps with inflammation and it's gone. It's amazing how it works as long as I don't overdo it, or then I have to use this, what I use for inflammation. So is plasma similar to that? If your cat has joint issues, you could just give them plasma for joints, or is it added to other ingredients specifically for joints?
Yeah, so you can go about it a couple different ways, but what most people do is take plasma as the core ingredient, because the goal of, if you're using plasma at any level of dosing, like, that matters. Like, there are some plasma-based products and stuff out there, but it's, the inclusion level is so low. It's almost like a marketing kind of like stunt to say, yeah, we use plasma, but it's so low, it really doesn't have that high of an impact. But if you use plasma as the core ingredient, then you have to do very little around that with maybe ingredients that address those same issues that would be typical to the market. So if you take like hip and joint product, maybe you add some balanced collagen or possibly a glucosamine wrapped around that plasma core. And that can carry across any type of product. Plasma is the core. Maybe wrap a couple ingredients around that to kind of like boost that, you know, impact that you're looking for. But plasma is really, really the core. And those other ingredients are really, if plasma is the core, are really kind of really second place ingredients that are hoping to boost it, but not necessarily needed for the full impact because plasma is really the key.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break a little early because I want to focus on how you change your product for cats and just a little bit more about supplements with cats and so forth. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, pet parents. Ever wondered how to safely bring the great outdoors inside and connect your indoor pets with nature? Meet Pet Greens, the pioneers in organic live cat grass, catnip, and treats powered with green nutrition. Discover the healing properties of wheatgrass, packed with nutrients and gentle green fiber to support digestive health. Pet Greens helps your pets truly thrive inside. Check out our full range of live cat grass, catnip, and treats at petgreens.com. That's petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Tim Mitchum about plasma. So, as I said before, your product first came out for dogs, and then you decided to make it for cats. And I just thought it was the most amazing thing. And I said, make it for cats, let me know, because we have to tell people, even though I know we're not a product show, but this is a new type of supplement on the market, and you need to know about it for your cats. So before we get into how you made it, how you made changes so that it would be for cats, what makes plasma unique with regards to the supplements that exist out there in the market for cats currently, of which there are a lot, but there are a lot more for dogs?
Yeah. So I think the main difference, and it kind of throws everybody else into the same category. So the main difference is plasma is what you would be considered a biological, in the real science world, we call it like a dosage form health product. It's not a nutritional supplement. There is no nutritional aspect to our product. It works at the biological level. Most, if not all, traditional supplements are focused on filling nutritional gaps. We don't do anything about filling nutritional gaps, or plasma is not a nutritional gap filler. It goes after inflammation where it's at, and then the inflammation reduction is what allows the cat system and body to heal itself. So the two categories, if you think of it, is plasma, and then everything else is kind of in the same category, maybe with a different packaging of ingredients. But you can tell me, Michelle, but most of, let's say, a hip and joint or a mobility product for a cat will have, if you took 10 of them off the shelf, they will all have the same three ingredients in some form or another in them. That is just the way that kind of market works. And we are just completely different than that. And there's nothing wrong with that market. We just don't promise anything around nutrition. That's really the big major difference. I hope that answered the question.
No, it absolutely does. So how did you go about changing the product or recreating the product for cats? Because you had the products, you have a lot of great products out there for dogs, and that was working great. And then you decided, let's do cats. First of all, why did you decide to make a product for cats? And what were the changes that you needed to make so that it would be feline friendly?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so really what drove our decision to make a product for cats came from our customers. I had no idea. I've had cats in the past when I was young, but I've always grown up with dogs. And I did not know that dogs and cats could live in the same house. I just never thought of that before. But apparently they do very well together most of the time. And so we had so many of our customers asking, do you make a product for cats? Because they saw the results in their dog and they wanted to have, the ability to have those same type of results for their cat. So that was number one. And then number two, the founder of our company has, it varies. He has either 4 to 6 dogs and 3 to 4 cats at home, like at all times.
Wow.
And so there was just like our same customer, a percentage of them has cats and we want to be able to serve them. Number two, plasma, actually, cats are more really inclined to be drawn to plasma, probably more so, like our belief in general is that more so than dogs to some extent. Cats are a little bit more, forgive me if I'm speaking like out of term as like some biologist, but cats are more of a carnivore in general than, we would consider dogs. And so they really lend to that product being even more accepted than dogs. So right. It was a natural transition.
Right. Dogs can live, it's not necessarily the best thing, but they can be vegan. They could survive. Cats cannot. Carnivores, they must be carnivores. So yeah, I get what you're saying.
That's interesting the way to say that. I've never heard that before, but that's what I'm trying to say. You just said it like in 4 words. So
I've done shows. We've had shows in the past because people, the whole vegan trend that's come about now, and people had written me saying, what about my cat? Can I do that? And it's actually fatal to cats for them to be vegan. They are carnivores. Do not mess with that. Cats need meat. And that's it. So there's plenty of vegans that have cats. So that makes perfect sense. But yeah, vegan diet for cats is fatal.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that. But that makes that's the sentiment about why it was really an easy transition. The biggest challenge, to go back to kind of wrap that question up for you, is the things that we change is really around palatability, right? So we think that they're more carnivorous in general. And so the blood proteins, the plasma, they will love that regardless, but they are more finicky and pickier. So we just did a bunch of work around really palatability, making sure that it's going to be a product that, the majority of cats would love to eat. So, and that went through just a lot of testing of different combinations of flavor, and to come out with something that we think that can really meet that goal. Oh, and size too, like little things like the size of the functional dental bites are really, really small. So just around really, really everything to do with the mouth, whether it's taste or size, that's what it really kind of came down to. Plasma has been used across all the species for lots of years. So that was no issue translating it species specific based on plasma. It's more around the consumption, making sure that it's consumed.
Right. And then dosage.
Yes. And dosage. Sorry.
Yeah. They're a lot smaller. My cats, they enjoyed the samples. They still are. They loved it. I had no problem with them eating it.
That's great.
They're usually pretty good eaters, but not all the time. That's how cats are. You have a spectrum. You have, just like with dogs, but more so, mm-hmm. I think with cats, you have super picky and then picky. So it goes on that spectrum. It's not all, picky and good eater. They're always a little picky with things. And the things that you didn't think they would like, they like. At least, at least one of mine does, Dennis. He eats a lot of strange things.
I always wonder if the pickiness level goes from how much they're fed from the table or not.
Well, he comes up and taps you. I could be eating cucumbers. He'll come tap. I think, this is cucumber. What do you want with a cucumber? And he waits till you give it to him and he'll lick it. And, they have great sense of smell, better than dogs. So how does he know from just smelling it if he likes it? But he's very polite. He taps you. So
it's funny.
I have to get a video of him doing it one of these days. So,
that'd be awesome.
Back to the show. So let's talk about how can it improve our cats' lives long-term?
Yeah. So the two use cases for plasma so far that were the biggest focus are around dental care and gut health. Those are such massive things. If you can, if you would choose really to shore up two areas of health for cats or any animal or any human, really, for that matter, gut health and oral care would be, I think, to be the top two. And so that's the focus of the plasma right now. And the thing about cats that I really, before we started introducing plasma for cats, is that how challenging the dental side of their life is. You can't brush their teeth hardly, right? I mean, like, it just...
Not if you want to keep hands, no.
Right. And it's such a small space. It's not, you know, like a dog that can be kind of dopey sometimes and just, you know, whatever.
One more little comment there. It's not only that it's a small space, but if you start when they're kittens, it's fine. But the other thing is, it's dangerous because cats have so much bacteria in their teeth, in their mouth, that just a little bite, like a deep enough bite, can cause you to lose your hand.
Didn't you have a friend that had a real, almost lost their hand?
Somebody on the show, Anita Kelsey, she was a holistic groomer in the UK. She, in one of her books, she was on the show. And actually, I have another book that I'm reading. That's another show, another vet whose hand got chomped and she needed IVs for like 2 weeks. Anita, her arm blew up. She said if she had waited much longer, she would have lost her part of her arm because there's a lot of bacteria. So not only is it just, see, with dogs, it's challenging. Right? And they have a lot of bacteria too, but not like cats. But cats, yeah, it could be dangerous to your body. So unless you get them started young. So you can brush your cat's teeth, but it's really challenging. I have never tried it. I don't think I ever want to. Maybe if I had a kitten starting from kittenhood, I got them used to the dental brush. But yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the other thing is by age three, they say that 85% of cats will show some signs of dental issues. So that's, you know, poor oral hygiene can cause the gum inflammation, tooth loss, pain, and really allow some of that harmful bacteria to spread through the body. So that's why we want to get the plasma in there to work at the gum line to combat that inflammation and that bacteria-induced inflammation, reduce the buildup, and essentially promote a healthier gut at the same time. So it's really a pretty powerful product that has a lot of benefits to it, just based on the fact that plasma is so good at what it does.
Thanks for explaining that. How would a pet parent or cat pet parents transition to adding plasma to their cat's diet? And is it something that you would give your cat all the time or only certain times? I mean, with dental, you'd probably want it all the time, right?
Yep. Yep. For sure. Yeah, I would. The transition is really, really easy. Plasma is a product that can be used in conjunction with any other type of supplement or medication. There is no issues with that. So you can transition very, very easily. I would, with especially products around gut health and dental, I would definitely just do daily. I mean, they would think it's a treat to an extent because those are preventative types of areas that keep a lot of problems away. So I would keep the mouth and the gut shored up daily for sure.
Okay. And I don't know of another company that does this. So plasma is not found in all other products. This WinPro has, as far as I know, it's specialized. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're the only ones that use plasma as the core of our products. And we're the only ones that have done that since, I mean, we've really been around since 2016, 17.
That's why you're on Catitude, even though, like I said, before you send hate mail for everybody listening, we're not a product show. But how do you find out about really cool, innovative new things if I don't share these things every so often? So that's why you're here, Tim. So even though we're not a product show. So what types of products does WinPro have for cats? We know it's dental and gut health. I don't know if there's anything else. And then where can people find it?
What I want to just reiterate what you just said there, Michelle, just really cool is plasma is the secret, right? That's the exciting, unique, innovative part. So it's fun to really talk about that because it is about that, right? And we've just harnessed that power and put it into some products. And the products that we have for cats coming out actually tomorrow, available on our site at winpropet.com, W-I-N-P-R-O pet.com are functional dental bites and a meal topper. So shoring up the gut and the mouth, and those are the two products that we have used plasma to kind of get us into the cat space. And then if those go really well, which we think they will, then we'll consider adding some others that make the most sense to whatever the cat, you know, parents' needs are.
Okay, thank you. And then what about, do you need to check with your vet prior? I mean, it's always a good idea, but I didn't do that, but you probably should.
Yeah, I think there's two reasons why we like that. Is one, I think it's just good standards, right? Like check with your vet, make sure that there's not anything that they see as an issue. But two, we love it because when the vet hears that there's orally fed plasma, they really get excited because they understand plasma and the science behind plasma to a whole nother level, but they've never really been introduced to it as an orally fed solution. And so they get really excited about it. So we love it because it makes the cat parent feel a lot better, but then it also starts spreading the word about how plasma can be orally fed, which, you know, we want the vets to be excited about it.
Okay, absolutely. So Tim, you have a great offer for our Catitude listeners.
Yeah, so we have a 20% off coupon code that I will send to you for your Catitude listeners to try the products. And they can do that on a first-time purchase or a subscription order, whatever makes the most sense for them.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on Catitude.
I appreciate it so much. It was a lot of fun talking about plasma and how it can benefit cats.
And that's what we're here for, to benefit cats on Catitude. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I found it fascinating to learn about plasma. I had no idea how well it works for inflammation. My cat crew did try everything and loved it. I'm noticing some improvements in Dennis. He's the old man of the bunch. So I want to thank Dennis, Molly, and Charlotte, my cat crew, for trying WinPro's plasma products. They had the dental chews and the chelper. I want to thank everyone listening to Catitude. Thank you so much for making this show so popular. And it's so much appreciated. I get emails every day about, you know, listen to an episode and what it did for them and how it helped their cats. And that's what I'm here for. So thank you so much for listening to Catitude and for sharing it with your other cat friends. Thanks again to my guest, Tim Mitchum, for coming on Catitude. And of course, thank you so much to my producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic and making me and my guests sound amazing. And hey, remember, lose the attitude, have Catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.